Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is City Administrator Mike Nardini. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today.
Shailen, once again, thanks for having me today.
That City Council meeting a lot passed last night, of course, finalizing some things with the indoor pool and also looking ahead to some other projects. The City Council asked to kind of ponder about a few things, one of which is the possibility of some stoplights out by on Washington Street near Highway 163. What can you tell us about the possibility of that project?
Well, yes, Shailen, as you said last night during policy and planning, we had an interesting session with council, and we have a few things that they need to think about. As far as one of the issues, as you alluded to, was the potential of the traffic signals out at Washington Street and the Highway 163 eastbound off-ramp intersection out there. And over the years, staff has received requests to look at this particular intersection. And likewise, we've also received requests not to do anything with it. And so there was the comments from both sides as far as the need last night. But just to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about traffic signals, it's very important to understand that those are rather expensive items to begin with. The cost just to construct a traffic signal at an intersection such as Washington Street and eastbound off-ramp at this intersection, we estimate is between $150,000 to $175,000. Now, normally what we do on the major corridors like this is we apply for funding through both the state of Iowa and the federal government. In order to do that, and what we talked about with council last night is we need to hire an engineer to do a study at this particular intersection is to deem if the intersection meets warrants and what's commonly referred to as warrants, if the traffic counts are high enough at this intersection, and take a look at past accidents at the intersection and, in essence, determine if traffic signals are warranted at this intersection. So after a considerable amount of debate last night, council was in favor of hiring an engineer to do a study. We're going to apply through the state of Iowa for what's called the Traffic Enhancement Assistance Program to help with the engineering study for this. Once again, the first step in the process is to get that engineering study in, determine if the intersection meets warrants, has high enough counts for the traffic signals. Once that's in place, it allows us to apply for funding at the federal level for a cost share for the traffic signal. So there's a set process for applying for traffic signals last night, and the discussion from council centered on whether we should even initiate the process, which we came back to staff as far as directions is yes, they would like to look into installing traffic signals at this intersection.
And that seemed to be, as you said, the prevailing feeling was that whether we want to put this in or not, we should at least see if it's warranted, see if it's necessary. And hearing from Chief Marcinkowski last night, there are some safety factors involved there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest one that we heard repeatedly from the chief is obviously during tulip time, a special event out there, traffic signals would definitely come in handy. But also, I think generally when you look at rush hours, particularly in the evening, we tend to have some backed up traffic at this particular intersection. And what happens oftentimes is people get somewhat impatient and do, you know, some questionable things occasionally out there, and it tends to cause some heartburn all the way around. And that's probably the biggest issue from the city side of things. And so, once again, the prevailing thought was, is there's enough justification to at least look into it and see if traffic signals are warranted at this particular intersection.
Sure, safety always being the utmost concern.
Absolutely, that's always the number one concern of the city in anything that we do.
Sure, and moving along then, of course, another project that was discussed and that the City Council was asked to think about a few options on was the possible removal or rebuilding of Pool Drive, and what are some things going on there around Caldwell Park?
Yeah, absolutely, Shailen. Just to get the listeners up to speed, we talked about the street that literally bisects Caldwell Park, and this is commonly referred to as Pool Drive. Now, Pool Drive used to do exactly that. It was a drive when the old outdoor pool was located in Caldwell Park. That was the drive that was used to access the pool for the community for a number of years. Since 2003, that pool has been closed, and since we've removed the pool from there. And so when we look at the street itself out there, it is in dire need of replacement out there and complete reconstruction on this section of the street. And really the prevailing thoughts at hand is when we went out for a renewal of the local option ballot, that was one of the projects that we had in minor improvements to Caldwell Park was to fund with that was the removal of Pool Drive. The city a number of years ago completed a master plan for Caldwell Park, and then in that master plan it calls for the removal of Pool Drive. And so what was discussed last night at policy and planning was when we talk about removing Pool Drive, we presented the plan that was demonstrated in the Caldwell Park master plan, which basically, if you look at the Pool Drive, would entail an entrance into the parking lot that's just off University Street for the park, Caldwell Park, and then also would involve a cul-de-sac at the opposite end of the park that would serve the new playground that we installed at Caldwell Park. That was one option. Obviously, another option was a modified version of that with everything that I just mentioned, with the exception of installing a cul-de-sac down at the opposite end for the park, but literally leaving a portion of the street in place to serve as a parking area for the park. And the third option was to completely reconstruct that street, leaving it in place. Each one of those options had different cost ramifications. The one that aligns to the master plan seems to be an estimated cost for right around $50,000 to completely repair the street. Is about $60,000. And so what the prevailing thought last night is, I think what you saw from the members was to take a look at installing what was in accordance with the master plan. However, there was some modifications that they wanted, that the council also wanted staff to look into, the addition of expanding the parking lot for that park, since it is heavily used down there. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be, as anyone knows that lives around Pella, parking is always in need. No matter where you're at, it always seems parking.
Always at a premium.
It sure is. And so council wanted us to take a look at the option with the cul-de-sac, with the expansion of parking for Caldwell Park down there as well. And the expansion of parking would simply be repairing that segment of Pool Drive that abuts the current parking lot and turning that into a bigger size parking lot. Mm-hmm. So at our June 7th meeting, we'll be reporting back with a cost estimate for that particular option as well, and discussing this project in further detail.
So a lot of projects kind of just beginning to come on the map now, and some use for some of these local option sales and services tax funds. We're finally hammering out some details, and a lot of work to do and a lot of good improvements to be made.
Absolutely, Shaylen. I think, you know, generally I'd encourage listeners to pay attention to those agendas, because you're going to be seeing more kind of exactly that, policy and planning sessions, throwing stuff up on the board, getting thoughts, initial feedback on a lot of things, particularly those local option projects that as they start making their way to fruition, being constructed. The initial stages will always start with a policy and planning work session at the council level, and just getting initial feedback and thoughts from the council on the size, scope, and phasing of those projects.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Shaylen, once again, thanks for having me today.